With an eye toward the possibility of someday rebuilding depleted stocks, scientists are continuing to study how to raise larval king crab in a hatchery setting. From KMXT in Kodiak, Diana Gish has more.
The Alaska King Crab Research, Rehabilitation, and Biology Program, or ACCRAB, is a cooperative project through the Alaska Sea Grant Program. Several groups are taking part in the crab-rearing project. The goal of the program is to conduct research aimed at hatching and rearing red and blue king crab at a large-scale hatchery. One of the members of the research team is Ben Daly at the Seward Marine Center. He's one of two scientists who's carrying out the larval rearing of the crabs at the shellfish hatchery.
So right now, we're about to enter our fourth year of hatchery experiments, and over the last 3 years, we were able to develop technology to raise large numbers of juvenile king crab. And so that was a big milestone for the project, just developing that technology. So the next question then becomes, how would a hatchery crab survive in the wild after it's released?
In the next few years, the researchers hope to carry out more ecologically based research, both in the lab and in the field.
How would a hatchery juvenile compete with a wild juvenile crab in the wild? You know, we don't want to raise crabs that are going to go out and outcompete the wild ones or anything like that. And we want to make sure they would survive. You know, you don't want to pour all this money into a hatchery that produces crabs that would just basically get eaten or starve to death in the wild.
To get to this point, Daly and his partner worked for 3 years to learn how to raise the crabs from eggs to juveniles.
We're really proud of the progress we made. They're extremely hard to rear, and not very many places in the world are able to do it. They're extremely slow growers. So just maintaining adequate hatchery conditions over, you know, it's like a 50-day period that they're larvae. So maintaining adequate hatchery conditions just alone for that long of a period is a challenge in itself.
With the challenge came both frustrations and breakthroughs.
So that first year, we had really poor success. Basically, all the larvae died towards the end of the larval rearing stage. And that was extremely frustrating because, you know, it was this 50-day long rearing period that you're really working your tail off this whole time. And then all your animals die at the last minute. And it was pretty tough. This past year, we had a great success. We were able to produce 100,000 juvenile red king crab, which was kind of like a milestone to us. It was a really big number that we were able to achieve.
In addition to the hatching studies, National Marine Fisheries scientists in Kodiak are conducting studies on the dietary needs of larval and juvenile king crab. I'm Diana Gish.